app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky are planning to meet at the White House this morning to try to resolve their differences over the war. Mr. Trump pushing an agreement on Ukraine's precious minerals as reimbursement for U.S. military aid.
We want to be secured. We want to get that money back. We're helping a country through a very, very big problem, a problem like very few people have had.
As for Zelensky, CBS's MTS Taieb from Kyiv.
He most certainly will not be getting security guarantees, but what he is likely hoping for is to turn the page with President Trump after an extremely tense few weeks.
Government workers in a new state of confusion over a federal judge in Seattle who's ruled last week's mass firings were probably illegal. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This ruling only affects federal probationary employees who are defined as those with less than a year at their jobs. There are 200,000 such employees.
Yesterday, the Trump administration laid off hundreds of staffers at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and at the National Weather Service. Stores across the country are bracing for a slow day with a boycott planned to protest the high cost of just about everything.
Gather here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, offers aisles and aisles of vibrant fabrics, warm wools, cottons, and workshops in the back for machine and needle sewing. But not today.
Small jobs do add up.
They're closed to observe the economic blackout, a grassroots movement from the People's Union USA. Though economists say a day of missed business hardly makes a difference for the larger chains, manager Molly David says the store is putting the movement ahead of itself.
It's easy to get knocked down if you're like the only one standing there, but like a crowd of people is harder to knock down.
Sticking a needle in the system. Jay Willette for CBS News, Boston.
The deaths of actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog still a mystery after their bodies were found in a state of decomposition at their home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. County Sheriff Adan Mendoza.
This is an investigation, so we're keeping everything on the table. You know, I think the autopsy is going to tell us a lot and any evidence that we collect, but I haven't ruled any of that out yet.
Investigators say there were no signs of a gas leak. The Oscars are Sunday, and critics are placing their bets for the top prize, Best Picture.
Is that a butterfly?
Yeah, it's a butterfly.
You're so classy.
Anora, the story of a stripper who marries a wealthy young man from Russia, is a favorite. Some critics are opting for Conclave.
The Holy Father was spying on all of us.
Story of the secret process of selecting a new pope. The Brutalist's Adrian Brody is the top choice for Best Actor. S&P futures up 22. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The weekend gets going with some gusts. A wind advisory is in effect for today with sustained winds at around 20 to 30 miles an hour. Gusts could be up to 45. The National Weather Service warns that the gusty winds could bring tree limbs down and result in power outages. A terror plot targeting Naval Station Great Lakes was broken up by the FBI. The information about the 2022 case was just released yesterday. The 38-year-old pleading guilty is a naturalized American citizen originally from China. He's admitted to conspiring with people he believed were extremists but were actually undercover FBI agents. The plot was said to be motivated by a desire to avenge the 2020 killing of an Iranian general. You've got a chance to chime in regarding work at Racine Unified. The RUSD board is set to hold a special work session Monday, focusing on updates for several construction projects and the foreign exchange program. Key agenda items include design development updates for Walden 3 and discussions for the Gifford K-8 construction project. No action will be taken during the meeting, but the public is invited to attend and provide comment. And downtown Racine will be thriving this weekend with an event at Memorial Hall. The Racine County Eye has health and wellness on display at the Thrive Expo. It runs tomorrow and Sunday downtown. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with a 121-112 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis led with 28 points. Center Brooke Lopez added 22.
It was big. You know, that was a very big game for us, a great win. It took everyone, you know, and always the crowd always picks us up.
Although the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, scored 32 points, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Lopez for keeping up with the Joker.
I thought Brooke was fantastic. You know, we matched his minutes exactly with Jokic, which we don't do a lot. You know, the guys, you know, Jokic, he's really good. He's just really good. I mean, he made the shots he makes. They look like there's no way they can go in. And his passing is something to marvel. It just is.
College hoops, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a bit windy today. Gusts from about 35 to 45 likely for a good chunk of the day. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles. Temperatures will reach the low 50s by early afternoon, then drop quickly by later this afternoon into tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and colder, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
You know, taking last in those long races. That's what I do a lot of times in the Olympics. When I watch those races, I like to focus on the people taking last in those races. This was not their goal. And you just know this. To get out of bed early at 4 in the morning, you know, and run and deny themselves. You know, they weren't thinking, yeah, you know, if I do this every day for 4 years, someday, I will take last in the Olympics. I know it. You see that last now. I'll be so far behind. Be the only one on the track. They'll all have to look at me. I'll be holding up the next race. You know, they had dreams. I mean, that's the only way you could put yourself through that. So I like to look at them and see if I can see that moment, you know, where the reality really sets in and realize there is no doubt they are last. Can't even see those other people. In front of the whole world, I'm going to take this last. Right? Because they got a cameraman carrying a camera running right alongside, you know? You know, if I hadn't trained at all, I would have taken last.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Knows the Beach Boys, local news, timeless hits, WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen. And good morning. It's a Friday, the last day of February. Yeah. It's 6:10. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 53, partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 19. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 29. And sunny on Sunday with a high near 36. Right now it's cloudy. And I just poked my beak out the door just to see, because on my camera here, it looks like cloudy. My forecast said clear. And I said, nope. It's cloudy out there, huh? Oh, I love this song. Peter, Paul, and Mary. This is Blowing in the Wind. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer. Must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? My friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in.
Written by Bob Dylan, Blowing in the Wind, Peter, Paul, and Mary. That Bob Dylan movies, it looks like it could be the possibility of a couple of Academy Awards, including Timothy Chalamet, who portrayed Bob Dylan. The movie, A Complete Unknown, excellent movie. It's up for Best Picture. I believe it's up for Best Actress and also Best Actor. Yeah, we're going to talk more about the Academy Awards with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters at 7:35. Monday morning, Nell Minow, the movie mom's going to be here. We're going to discuss the winners and the losers of the Academy Awards, which is Sunday night, by the way. It's a sacred night in my house, Sunday night. I don't want to hear any noise. The phone goes shut off. I don't want to hear fire engines in the streets. I don't hear anything. I'm just watching the Academy Awards. And wouldn't you know it, a cousin of mine who I haven't seen in a long time, we've talked, but we haven't seen each other, said, I want to do a Zoom meeting with your brother and me. We could do that Sunday night at 7. Excuse me? That's the Academy Awards Sunday night at 7. Not going to happen. at 6:14, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 53. Right now, I've got some clouds. 37 degrees at Radio Park with Billy Joe Royal down in the boondocks.
Down in the boondocks.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 6:17. Two old friends are about to get back together. Monday morning, I will share some big news with you at 8:30 about the reunification that will make for a feel-good summer. Wow, what's that all about? Let's find out Monday morning, 8:30, right here at WRJN. Ooh, I'm excited. Hey, are you loyal to your company you work for? All right, let's find out here. A third of workers say they would leave their current job if someone else is willing to pay them the same amount of money they're making now. And for just a 5% pay bump, that jumps up to 50% would say goodbye to their company. All that loyalty down the river for 5% more. Some would leave for equal pay. Whoa. 6:17, WRJN. Here's Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The legendary Gene Hackman has passed away at the age of 95. If you haven't already heard, Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, a classically trained pianist, and the couple's dog were found in their New Mexico home. Authorities say they had been dead for a while. Hackman was the star of films like The French Connection, The Poseidon Adventure, Mississippi Burning, The Conversation, and Hoosiers. The late great Hackman moved to Pasadena, California in 1952 after he got out of the Marines and met Dustin Hoffman at the Pasadena Playhouse, where both were voted least likely to succeed. Seems like a pretty cruel award to give to another adult. Despite not having leading man looks, Hackman says he never cared about that and just wanted to act in any capacity. Hackman retired from acting in 2004 and moved to New Mexico, where he became involved in the arts community and wrote books. Gene Hackman is quite often referred to as the greatest American actor. He won Oscars for his role in The French Connection and Unforgiven. Gene Hackman was 95. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth Counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
bob and weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow-era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at RacineTheater.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around. Lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with a smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps.
money down.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves share. 625, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. They put this guy in the running for the worst wedding guest ever. Do you get bonus points for him being in the wedding? A groomsman at a Florida wedding got arrested after he attacked the bride, who's also his sister, by the way. Then, while being escorted out of the reception, he struck his brother-in-law, a bridesmaid, a niece, and his own mom. At least I hope he gave a good gift at the wedding to make up for all that, huh? 625, looking for sunshine today right now. Cloudy, 37 degrees here at Radio Park with the Isley Brothers.
Shake it up, baby.
Chad Isley Brothers, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Just how popular is Taylor Swift? Well, through its 149th and final show, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour sold more than $2 billion in tickets. You know what? That's double the gross of ticket sales for any other concert tour in the history of this world. By the way, the tour ran from March 2023 through December 2024. She doubled what any other concert tour in the history has ever done. That's the power of Taylor Swift. Wow. But I'll bet you if Dion and the Belmonts did a concert tour today, they'd do real well. Teenager in Love, 628, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. Must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear.
should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love?
News, Timeless Hits, WRJM with the Ion of the Belmonts and Teenager in Love. All right, your alarm's going off now. I know what you're thinking.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
We're all thinking that. 6:31 now. Let's check news in the morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County is at full board. The current sitting board members voted this week to appoint people to the open seats on the county board. Jamie Hoffman will serve in the 14th, Troy McReynolds in the 18th. Hoffman is a former Village of Sturtevant trustee and president and replaces Jason Ekman, who resigned in December. McReynolds is a former Village of Waterford trustee and takes over for the seat vacated by Thomas Roanhouse. He left to become interim county executive. A Racine man wanted in a deadly rollover crash that killed his friend has been arrested. 34-year-old Alexander Nieves was injured during the November crash in Franksville, so he went to the hospital. He was charged with several offenses, including homicide by intoxicated driving. He didn't show for court after that hospital visit, but was found this week at a home in Racine. 47-year-old Ryan Gaddy of Kenosha died in the crash November 18th. People living in one Racine County community are about to pay more for pipes. Caledonia residents are facing a nearly 12% increase in sewer bills starting on the 15th. The village board this week approved an ordinance amendment raising the quarterly service charge to $190. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, we can already see around Wisconsin, the weather is going to be a challenge this spring. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. That's why you being involved as a citizen scientist is so important to the National Weather Service, as well as our Wisconsin State Climatology Office. Bridget Mason is an assistant state climatologist, and she says the information gathered by individuals across Wisconsin very much helps them when it comes to forecasting.
So Wisconsin's weather can vary a lot from place to place, and we understandably don't have official weather stations everywhere to capture those local differences. So by having volunteers measure precipitation, we get a much more detailed picture of precipitation patterns across the state, which helps us to track rain and snow and hail, which our office can then put these events into historical context.
Bridget Mason, she's our assistant state climatologist. Tomorrow's the official launch of Rain Gauge Rally 2025, an effort to get more citizens involved in the weather reporting process. If you're interested, go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, and get involved.
You've heard about Lely Center Monroe and how Lely Robotics can improve your dairy operation. Now's your chance to see it firsthand. You're invited to view it all in full action at an open house at Burnell Martin's Dairy Farm Wednesday, March 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Fenimore. Discover how this operation started with three Lely Astronaut A5 robotic milking systems. And in 2024, increase production per cow per day while reducing the cost of labor. Register and enter for a free cow brush at Lely.com.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And two of our Wisconsinites have been selected to be a part of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action Board of Directors. The newly elected directors include Terry Quam, a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and a beef producer from Lodi, and Corey Geiger, that serves as the lead dairy economist for CoBank. He's also a sixth-generation farmer in the dairy industry in northeast Wisconsin. Find out more about these two on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm PM Yonke.
It is going to be a bit windy today. Gusts from about 35 to 45 likely for a good chunk of the day. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles. Temperatures will reach the low 50s by early afternoon and then drop quickly by later this afternoon into tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and colder, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
All day on the computer. I hate the computer. Anybody else here spend a good 2-3 hours a day just resetting your passwords online? Not even setting them, resetting them. I love the websites where they demand you change the password, but then they just judge the new one that you're putting in. As you're, they don't even let you finish the password before just telling you how terrible they think it is. Like iTunes will be like, you gotta change your password. You're like, okay, you type an A. Weak! That's weak! What were you thinking with that password? Like, did you think that was my entire password? That's the kind of hot shot I think I am. I just stroll around with an A as my password. Go ahead, hackers. Try to get in my Downton Abbey episodes. Good luck. Oh, you got it. Oh, okay. All right.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Happy Happy Together, the Turtles, Flo and Eddie, 6:39, local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Sunshine today, highs near 53, partly cloudy, lows around 19 tonight. Sunshine, highs near 29 on Saturday, Sunday, sunny with a high near 36. Cloudy, 37 degrees right now at Radio Park. People are listing things that were once hyped as the next big thing, but actually flopped, and now are forgotten for the most part, or collecting dust somewhere. Here are some of the highlights. Google Plus, remember that? The Facebook killer that died itself. 3D TVs and curved televisions. I saw a curved TV once. I loved it. It was very expensive, and now they're not available anymore. I bought my wife once the box set for The Wizard of Oz. But there was a 3D version of it in there. And I said, oh, 3D version of The Wizard of Oz. No, but you had to have a 3D TV for it. Luckily, there was a Blu-ray in there as well, so we were able to watch it. The Metaverse, remember that? Everyone was talking about it. Zune, Z-U-N-E. Microsoft tried to challenge Apple's iPod and lost. The Segway, 20 years since we were told to be seeing those things everywhere. Google Glasses, this concept still feels like it has some potential, but Google couldn't get them off the ground 10 years ago. Threads, this was supposed to replace Twitter or X, and now a lot of people just use it as engagement phishing. VR, now they keep trying to make this happen. It's never gone mainstream. I have the glasses for that. I used them once, I think, though. And Crystal Pepsi. There's nostalgia's there. But, you know, Crystal Pepsi, that's like new Coke. Never quite got off the ground, did it? Music explosion now. Local news. Timeless hits only here at WRJN. A little bit of soul. 6:43, the local news. Tamla's hits here at WRJN. Well, here's some of the best news I've heard lately. A new study suggests that having some belly fat may be beneficial for brain health. Oh, no, it says in younger adults. I was hoping for older adults. Nah, it's not the best news I heard. 6:44, kind of a drag. These are the Buckinghams at WRJN.
Kind of a drag.
I still love you. I'll always love you anyway.
Timeless hits right here at WRJN. Hey, don't forget, plan to visit Memorial Hall this weekend, March 1st and 2nd, as the Racine County Eye presents the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. See trends in home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners, along with sustainable living experts. You'll see live demonstrations, too. It's happening this weekend, Saturday 10 to 4, Sunday 10 to 3. Tickets at the door, just $2, or a non-perishable food item. WRJN will be there as well, featuring some live broadcast and saying hello. Get more information at RacineCountyEye.com. That's E-Y-E, RacineCountyEye.com. 646 at WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Do you know a child who's coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN. Big Deals.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Trying hard to learn their song. Serenade. she's proud today because her roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday, here in status symbol land. Mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't understand.
A creature of comfort goes, they only know my soul, make it hard for me to see. Thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
Let's head to WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 53. Partly cloudy, lows 19 tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 29. And sunny on Sunday with a high temperature near 36 degrees. Hey, this is interesting. Hiring managers listed some special testing they do to use to secretly judge you in job interviews. Now, for example, a restaurant manager said they like to leave a broom on the ground to see if the person picks it up when they walk by. Now, if they step over it, they don't get hired. Or how about trying to catch you in a lie, like pretending to know a non-existent person at one of your old jobs? They'll say, oh, you work there? Do you know Zeke? If you pretend to, you're out. But my question is, what if you really did know a guy named Zeke after your last job? And they, what, you don't get the job then? Ah, interesting. All right, 6:53, local news, timeless hits, WRGN. Ah, we'll get here from Glenn Campbell and try a little kindness.
Brother standing by the road with a heavy load of the seeds he sowed. And if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way. But you've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Let's shine your light for everyone to see. Don't walk around
local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:56. Think back to when you were 8 years old. Could you have done something like this? I know I couldn't. An eight-year-old kid in Alaska saved his great-grandmother from a fire last week. Their home went up in the middle of the night. He jumped 10 feet from a window. This kid's only 8 years old. Ran and got help and got his great-grandmother out. Doctors treated her for burns on the arm, but she'll be just fine. Thanks to her great-grandson, 8 years old, and saved her life. At eight, I don't think I would have done anything like that. I would have hoped I would have, but I don't know if I could have. Yeah, that's kind of amazing. What a hero. Here's Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Just take those old.
Skating across the floor in his underwear in Risky Business. Where do you hear that? Ron Reagan Jr. did it on SNL. Well, he did the same thing. He skated across the floor in his underwear to that song. Yeah, good song. Old time rock and roll, Bob Seger, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You know that feeling when a friend cancels weekend plans, leaving you with nothing to do, and you're excited about it? It's not weird. It's more common than you might think. 71% of people said they actually look forward to plans being canceled so they can just stay in. 75% of people say there's nothing better than having no plans for the weekend. My wife and I have plans for Saturday. I wonder if she's going to cancel or not. Huh? 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let's check the news of the world. Here's CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a mystery over the deaths of actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog. Investigators in New Mexico say their bodies were found in a state of decomposition at their home in Santa Fe, and there were no signs of a gas leak. County Sheriff Adan Mendoza.
The autopsy is going to be key, and the toxicology. But again, in my experience, you know, that could take a while.
CBS's Anna Schechter says Hackman's remains were found in a mudroom.
Seemed he had been walking around. He was wearing sort of casual clothes, sweatpants, according to the affidavit. And detectives felt like they thought he had